Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Chanel Budd. I am here this morning, very excited to be back on the platform with you all. I know it has been a few months, but there has been some amazing, phenomenal things going on in the background. Today, the topic of discussion is going to be the announcement of the Selfless Love and Active Beat nonprofit. And this nonprofit is in honor of my late husband, Alvin Budd Sr. So I really honestly have so much more to give you all, but let's start here. Let's start with the nonprofit and why I felt like it was important for me to bring this on the show. So, you know, we all go through things, right? We all have our different seasons, times, trials and tribulations, but we also have blessings and opportunity that awaits us once we get to the other side of whatever life obstacles bring our way, right? So Selfless Love and Active Beat is an organization, a nonprofit organization that is going to provide resources, right, servicing the community of those who have heart failure, you know, are waiting a transplant, have had a transplant, you know, taken into consideration the donors, right? Because for someone to have a transplant, you know, unfortunately, we have to acknowledge and process and reflect on the donors and their families because they actually lose a loved one. And their loved one says, you know what, I want to be a donor. I want to help save someone else. And so for myself and my journey, my husband had a heart transplant, but not only that, once he had his transplant, he wanted to be a donor himself. And I haven't shared this, I don't believe, in any of my episodes, but I'm going to reiterate if I have. My husband, when he was a donor, he actually wanted to give his you know, donate his eyes, okay, so that other people would be able to see. And during my grieving stages, I never really processed that. I never processed that fully and completely. But now I am literally on the other side. I still grieve, of course, every day, but I also understand the process of, you know, of life, right, the life cycle. And so I'm coming into acceptance of what is, but I also want to let you all know that, you know, it's important to understand what it means to go through this type of journey. And there's so many people, millions of people who are facing these type of circumstances, these life-changing circumstances. So the nonprofit is, for me, I left this for last, the caregivers, right? So the caregivers actually go through the same exact process except for the surgeries, okay, and the side effects of the medications. But mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, they actually endure this journey with their loved one. And so I'm actually going to be looking for volunteers, sponsors, charitable donations, all to help resources, therapy. I'm going to have, you know, a few therapists that are going to be volunteering their time. And I'll touch on that also in just a second. But I'm also in need of, you know, those maybe who can donate a few hours of massages, estheticians, barbers, and hairstylists, you know, and even someone who can do mani and pedicures. I say this to say that for caregivers, definitely need more acknowledgement for those that have the heart and the understanding of what it is to be a caregiver and what they really and truly go through, and to let them know that they are seen. So the volunteers will allow for a caregiver to be able to go and get some self-care done. It could be between 4 to 6 hours, depending upon that person's self-care need, okay? in addition to that, it may be, you know, groceries or gas, because their loved one would have to get back and forth to the doctors and to the pharmacies and get labs. So all of these things. So Selfless Love and Active Beat is a platform, a nonprofit organization that will be, you know, serving in the community. I know that we are a startup nonprofit, but I'm looking for this to really honestly, you know, be something that's international as time goes on. I want to say that if you have any questions or you are interested in any of, you know, sponsoring, volunteering, and or charitable donations, that you can email selflessloveactivebeat@yahoo.com. And or you can even also email CoachChanelB@gmail.com. But this is very, very, very important. So I'm going to go ahead and just tell you all an inspire impactful change. Selfless Love and Active Beat established October the 1st, 2022, due to keeping my late husband's legacy and memory alive. The late Alvin Buzz Sr. was a heart failure patient who became ill due to cardiomyopathy and a family history of heart disease. May 13, 2018, Alvin had a heart transplant, and 3 years later, he transitioned to be with our father. The journey was not just Alvin's alone. I, Chanel Budd, was his primary caregiver, his wife, support system, and more. Alvin was also a donor, so giving life back became an additional part of his legacy. The learned information, filling the emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical aspects, prompted myself, founder Chanel Budd, to serve others who may not have the support, resources, or community while going through their very own journey of coping with heart or organ failure. Our strength lies not only in the words we stand by, but most importantly, in the actions of our initiatives. From the moment we started our work in 2022, we understood that by working together, we would overcome our challenging journeys of organ transplants, being a caregiver or donor, much more efficiently with resources, support, and being a beacon of hope. That is why we ultimately decided to launch Selfless Love and Active Beat. We strive to make a positive change in all of our pursuits. So, you know, this is something, again, that I believe that we need to see more of, especially hands-on in the community. Even like working in corporate, you know, you have so many leaders. I'm using this as an example. You have so many leaders up top, right? Senior team leaders and things like that. But then down at the bottom is where it's like sometimes you feel like you're not seen or heard or felt. And so my heart is a selfless heart with boundaries, of course. But I know the ultimate goal is you go through things and you're supposed to learn through what you've been through, right? You should always learn something. There should be something that you can use to make a difference in this world. And through our journey, I definitely understood that on the other side of the pain in the trials and in losing my husband, that there was something much greater being birthed that will help other people get through. And so that builds and creates legacy. So another aspect is I've actually been missing in action for a few months, only because I am working on huge things. So I have a film that's coming out, and it's called Selfless, and it's based off of a book that I had published back in 2016. Okay, so it's loosely based off of this book. But the title of it is called Selfless. And right now we have a campaign challenge of $1, and it's on Indiegogo. So you can go to indiegogo.com/projects/selfless. S-E-L-F-L-E-S-S. Selfless is the name of the film. And there's very, very, very great detailed information there, videos for you to for you to take a look at. And I would love your support. You know, on this platform, I share with the community. This is an empowerment platform. I will be having some more phenomenal guest speakers coming on, and they cannot wait to join us. I know that there is going to be an episode that will be here within the next few weeks, and that is going to be for widows. So stay tuned for more, because we are actually going to have, you know, some apostles and just women, just God-fearing women, or women who, you know, are hurting and they're still stuck in their grief. Those who have just lost their loved one, their spouse. So we want to encourage. We always want to encourage and help people be that hand that lifts another up. You know, I stand firm on you changing the trajectory of life, of the things that we know that they're not normal, but it has been made to appear and feel normal. And so, you know, this is a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough of change. And, you know, I thank God that he has chosen me for such a time as this to be a beacon of hope, you know, to be a beacon of hope and to actually not only speak on it, but take action. And that's what I'm doing. And I hope that you all will join me on this quest to change the trajectory and, you know, help other people to persevere through whatever it is that they are going through. Because we definitely all can do it, right? It takes a team. No one can do this thing alone. So I just thank you all for your time today. I'm honored to be on this platform to share with you all. And don't hesitate to speak your truth. You know, if you have books, if you are creative, if you are, you know, an actor, an activist, a preacher, a prayer warrior, you know, whatever it is that you feel so strongly that you know that you're being called to do, step over fear, you know, kill fear. You can destroy fear at the root of the thing by just doing what you have to do. Just saying yes and just you know, putting your big boy pants on or girl pants on or shoes on and, you know, putting the full armor of God on. And just go and do it. I am cheering you all on. Again, thank you so much for today. We will be having another show next Saturday morning. I will be posting shortly. But please inbox me if you all would like to. CoachChanelB@gmail.com. I'm here for you all, you know, as if you all are here for me. Let's do this thing. It takes community effort. It takes volunteers. It takes sponsors. It takes those with a giving heart, you know, a loving heart, that understands that we can do this together. You know, there's power in numbers. There's power in support. And there's power in love. So that's all I have for today. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. You all have a blessed, amazing Saturday and, you know, the rest of the week to come. And thank you for being on the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. Bye for now.